It's often said that small changes can lead to big results. That's especially true with your energy use. It's why Avista has put together a list of small changes that can help you save energy and cost little or nothing to do. Like when leaving a room, turn off all electronics, not just the lights. Unplug phone chargers not in use and seal your outlets with inexpensive foam gaskets. See the entire list of energy-saving tips at avistautilities.com.
Much of what you hear today on the radio is for the birds. Remember when you used to listen to the radio for the records? Your radio is back the way it used to be. It's For the Records with Spokane Gary.
It's the Gary Show on STO, tearing it off, wrapping it up, taping it shut, serving it to you on a 7-inch vinyl platter. We got news.
I've got news. You got nothing.
Weather.
I wet my finger and stuck it out the window.
And sports.
Give me a minute. I haven't read the sports section yet.
Yeah, and it's oldies radio, played before we knew they were old. Here's Motown Martha. Go ahead and start us out, girls. Song music sweep, and I warned you. Now here's news and weather.
It's 22 degrees out. I'm Sultry Smith with STO News. This news, a service of Wang's Italian Hop Row Takeout. As voters yesterday were urged by candidates to go to the polls in record numbers, some to the North Poles, some to the South, rescue helicopters are being flown in for the minority actually surviving the freezing sub-zero conditions. Congress is now considering moving the November elections to mid-August to avoid such a pandemic 2 years from now. That's your 21 Second News. I'm Sultry Smith.
And that freezing condition takes no holiday. My forecast for the winter remains this. Cooler, cold, cold, not much warmer, cold again, very cold, and then sort of brr. That's our STO long-range AccuCrap weather. I'm the gorgeous weather babe, Wendy McLeod.
And we got Jock Cale sitting in for Brett Perfect, who's out with diarrhea. Don't cough too hard, Brett. Jock, what do you got?
Don't expect too much in the way of playoffs tonight in the Pacific Leagues, as the Scoreboard Operators Union has called a strike effective 6 p.m. this evening. The walkout is not expected to affect games using dry erase boards to tabulate scores, nor pinochle or canasta tournaments.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
worried.
A relief.
Here's a song with kind of a country flavor to it. Let's not let that happen again, Mr. Program Director. Here's Baby Mommy and Pop Poppy, the Poppy family.
What's your name? I'm so far from my home, and I'm tired.
You've been traveling for hours, and the kids are restless, and you're tired.
I've been traveling for hours. The kids are restless, and I'm tired.
The last thing you want is to get off every freeway exit ramp and go in and stand in line, only to be told, we're full for tonight.
Sorry, lady. We're full for tonight.
Oh, God.
We should go to Motel 4.5. Motel 4.5 always has rooms. If not, chances are we'll make room.
Hey, there you go. Just push these beds to the wall and scoot these others in the door.
Hi, we're the Taylors from Sacramento. I'll move my glass of dentures to my nightstand.
A la carte rooms are specialty. That means you only pay for what you need.
Soap, $1.25. Drinking glass, 75 cents. Do you want hot water in your shower? That'll be...
There's no pillows or sheets.
It's BYOB here at Motel 4.5. Bring your own bedding. That keeps our laundry and labor costs down, and we pass those savings on to you.
Motel 4.5. If there's a room with a door open, we've got vacancy. Here's one you never hear.
The Phantom! The Phantom strikes again. Is curled into the ink. Who dropped a spider right down inside of Molly's drink? And who put the bubble gum in Patty Ann's hair? Then carved these words upon the teacher's chair. The Phantom! The Phantom strikes again. Yesterday. And who slipped a rat in the teacher's hat and sneaked away? Who put the smoke bomb out the hall and left these words scribbled on the wall? The Phantom strikes again. Chicken gizzards in the teacher's purse. Today the teachers say the situation's getting worse. Everybody lost their head and screamed, who's got it be? Nobody said a word, but they was looking at me. Somebody snitched and the teacher got the switch out after me. Whoa! But the Phantom's mighty slick and he had just one more trick up his sleeve. Could not resist one more sneaky little laugh. The Phantom!
The Phantom strikes again. You see, I come from organization called Slush.
determined to make people happy. Seek out and destroy sadness. If necessary, knock dent in good music.
It's a good day to go down to the Nationwide Home Improvement Discount Super Saver Warehouse World, and Wendy is live down there. Wendy, what do you got?
Hi, Gare. I'm Wendy McLeod live down at the Nationwide Home Improvement Discount Super Saver Warehouse World, and I'm talking with Jason down here in the paint department.
It's Josh. The K is silent.
So, Jason, the store manager tells me you're one of the veterans of the paint department, huh?
Well, I've been a valued member of the team since 10:30 this morning.
Okay. Can you...
Well, I've been here the longest.
Oh, okay. Can you mix any color and any tone in the paint department? That's what I heard. What's the secret, Jason?
We start like the basic colors, like red, yellow, and like that other color one, you know, the other one. And we start dumping them together, and then you come back a week from Friday, and we usually come pretty close. It just takes time.
Okay, can we see a quick demonstration?
Well, I'm quitting this afternoon, so I'm going over to the flavor yogurt shop at the mall. I got it to go. They got like 99 flavors menu to memorize.
Okay, a good day down at the 900 Indoor Acres at Nationwide Home Improvement Discount Super Saver Warehouse World. And I'm here till 3 p.m., evidently long past Jason. It's 61 degrees. I'm Wendy McLeod. Back to you, Gare.
Let's go with Paul Revere, Mark Lindsay to take us up to break time.
Well, I had to leave town because of Uncle Sam's deal. Yeah. Well, I guess my good lovin' done lost its appeal. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. They say our big romance has been getting abused. That's just bound around. I'll tell my two. Now don't lie to me. Have you been step, 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 step it on me? Tell the truth, child. You been step it on me. I got a note in my house. You been step it on me. I've been checking with all your friends. You been step it on me. They'll tell me the truth, honey. You been step it on me. Yeah, they'll check. And I'm gonna start stepping out on you.
Listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
This is Sammy Eubanks. Join me daily at 3:30 for Local Motion on SpokaneTalksOnline.com, brought to you by Spokane 7 Magazine and the Spokesman Review.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
Kids learn about money from their parents. They know whether you tend to save up for fun purchases or pull out the credit card when temptation strikes. Since they're learning from you, talk to your kids about using their money wisely. Start by admitting your own mistakes, talking about your family budget, and discussing the importance of sharing some of your money with causes that are important to you. There are general ways to help them become wise stewards of their own money. To learn more, go to stcumoney.org.
For the Records is back, a show with more staff than listeners. We've been on the air before there was air. So remember, folks, what doesn't kill you just about kills you.
Here's a captain getting aboard our yacht, Miss Daisy.
Oh, this must have been such a nice vacation. Did you ever see Larry looking so happy?
Oh, honey, happiness is a vacation. Away from your coffee.
Larry. Oh, Mrs. Olson, he's always ranting about my coffee. But I guess it really isn't any good.
Oh, now, good coffee's no problem. All you need is a coffee with better flavor. Folgers.
Folgers coffee?
Yeah. Folgers is different. It's mountain-grown coffee.
Is mountain-grown better?
It's the richest kind, and Folgers blends it special. Make some now.
Okay. Hope it quiets the shutterbug.
Honey, this Folgers coffee is great.
Want another cup?
You bet. Happiness is another cup of your coffee.
Try Folgers, the mountain-grown coffee. Mountain-grown for better flavor.
Aw, I like that realistic setting. I find those coffee ads heartwarming, don't you?
I find them in the wastebasket. Spokane Gary here. I rolled over some stones and I found this one from last December under my thumb.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Change has come, she's
this weekend, and this weekend only, there's huge savings down at Seedweed Yard and Garden. Penguin feeders are on sale. Buy two and get two. Not four, just two. Limit two per customer. Liquid flamingo repellent is just $8.99 a gallon with applicator.
Sounds like prices have never been lower.
Well, probably have sometime, but this is what's on my ad copy. There's cookies for dad and coffees for the kids down there at local Seed and Weed Yard and Garden Store.
Sounds good. How do I get there?
Oh, it's easy. Just take the Division Street exit north and go 43 miles, turn left on East Hayseed Road. Go east, and just before you see the White House on your right, get out and walk a piece. If you high-center your pickup, you went too far. It's just that easy. Seed and Weed, Yard and Garden. Ask for it by name if you get lost. That's all we can do today, our parole officers tell us. Tune in next week. It might improve.
For the Records is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Next time you turn on your radio, make sure it's For the Records. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today, or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.